Well, the House of Representatives has passed Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill, the BBB, which I call the Big Beautiful Debt Bomb, the BBDB. And the BBDB is just another proof that it's just a uniparty in Washington that the GOP doesn't stand for smaller government at all. They did not codify any of the DOGE cuts, so those can all be instantly reversed when the next administration comes in. Trump increased funding massively for the military. More bombs, more war, more money for Israel, more money for bombing Iran, more money for war on China, etc. Money for the Golden Dome fiasco, which is a joke. It will never work. It's just going to throw hundreds of billions of dollars down a giant black hole, which ends up in the pockets of people in the military-industrial complex. On the positive side, there is money in the bill for funding a border wall, but of course, that will all be reversed by the next administration that's Democrat, you know, if that happens, if America even survives that long, which is questionable. The Democrats will just tear down the wall. It's a whole lot cheaper to tear it down than it is to build it, so unless you build it out of something that's impossible to tear down, the Democrats will just tear it down. And this is all just further confirmation of what I've been saying this entire time, that the only real reform is collapse and rebirth. And when I say collapse, by the way, I'm implying a rebirth. When I say things like the collapse of the current system of fiat currency is a good thing, I don't mean that it stays in a state of collapse forever. What I mean is the collapse makes way for a new birth, a resurrection of hopefully a society with a much better structure that isn't run by a cabal of crooks who just print currency and use it to try to dominate the world and also loot from the American people at the same time. So yes, the collapse of the current fiat system is a good thing, although there will be short-term chaos. The long-term benefits will be immense if we are wise enough to not just restart the same broken system. And that's why I've spoken about the spiritual awakening that has to happen at the same time. We have to have a revolution in consciousness. We have to understand that we don't get our power from the government, and the government should not have the power to print the money that we use. Instead, we should use decentralized currency systems, such as cryptocurrency, or privacy crypto is my favorite form of that, because it's not the government's business where your money comes from or what you do with it, as long as it's not, you know, promoting violence against people, things like that. But the bottom line is, this system will collapse. It's now obvious. Trump's big, beautiful bill will have a big, beautiful $4 trillion debt hole. It's going to add $4 trillion plus to the government debt. So that's going to take us well past $40 trillion. And even those numbers are conservative. It will actually, there's going to be a lot more money printing than $4 trillion. A lot more. Because there will be a crisis. We're already heading into a crisis of debt auction problems where the Treasury can't seem to find enough buyers to keep the yields low. The yield on the 20-year Treasury has already spiked up above 5.1%, which is an earthquake in the financial markets. And that's why the stock market plunged. And also Japan, its debt bond rates have spiked up above 3%, which is also another earthquake in the Japanese markets. And it's showing that Japan is very, very close to a debt default and a financial collapse. But so is the United States. So are certain EU countries, for that matter. And we're probably looking at a scenario here of trying to figure out who's the last man standing. And maybe that's the US. The US is stronger than the EU. The US is stronger than Japan. So maybe the US is the last domino to fall. But it will fall at some point. And Trump's big, beautiful bill is only going to accelerate the demise of the dollar and the collapse, which is really the only thing that makes that bill beautiful, is that it helps reset the system more quickly. So in a sense, he's right. That is a beautiful thing. Just not in the way that perhaps he was planning. Or, as some people believe, maybe Trump is trying to crash the system on purpose in order to switch everybody over to a government-backed stablecoin cryptocurrency and then a CBDC plus a UBI, where the government tracks everything that you do and monitors and controls you, etc. And that's a very viable, you know, that's a viable analysis of it. I think Catherine Austin Fitz is on that track, and she may very well be correct about that. So the Senate has not yet passed this bill, and, you know, that's going to take a while. There are some differences, so there's going to be some, you know, reconciliation efforts underway. And then if the Senate passes the bill, then Trump will sign it and we'll be on the hook for trillions more in debt spending. Only Thomas Massie dares to tell the truth about all this in the House of Representatives. And then we see that Trump is attacking Thomas Massie and wanting him to be gone because Thomas Massie, I think, voted no on the bill, which took some guts. You know, Thomas Massie's kind of becoming the new generation of Ron Paul. Ron Paul, his nickname used to be Dr. No, because he would vote no on everything that had increased government spending. And you can't blame him on that. Ron Paul was right. And I believe Thomas Massie is right. And the problem is not, you know, too little revenue for the government. It's not that taxes are too low. It's that spending is too high. And Trump's bill does nothing to dampen spending at all. So, you know, look, any politician, any candidate who says, I'm going to balance the budget, it's a lie. It's a lie. And anybody who says they're going to go to Washington, D.C. and they're going to represent the people. Look, let me say it this way. There are good-hearted people in Congress. There are men and women who go in with a positive intent, with good faith. Rand Paul. And I know my own representative in Texas, Representative Cloud, is a good man with a good heart. And Thomas Massie, good man, good heart. And there are many, many other examples of this. But what happens is the system is so corrupt. The system thrives on spending, spending, spending. There are so many forces that have become so cancerous that determine how votes get cast. Like, you don't make it onto, you know, an advisory board. You don't make it onto a committee unless you are handing out money to the right people or the right industries, the right corporations, etc. You will have no power. Even if you get elected, you will have no power in Congress if you don't go along with what the system wants. And what does the system want? Endless pork. Print more money and hand it out. That's what the system wants. That's what the system demands. And just like Trump is speaking out against Thomas Massie right now and trying to get him, you know, replaced at the next election, that's what happens when you are a person who stands against the system and stands on principle. You make instant enemies across Washington, D.C., and they will do everything to try to remove you from power, and they very likely can. They can primary you, which is a low-cost way of replacing those pesky members of the House that dare to have principles. You know what I mean? So it's a toxic situation there, and despite the best intentions, the system is fatally corrupt and broken. It will fail. Think about Trump saying, hey, I'm going to end the war in Ukraine in one day, which reminds me in Idiocracy when President Camacho said, and he's going to do it all in 1 week. Remember that? President Trump upped that. He said, I'm going to end the war in one day, which, of course, was not viable. That did not happen. And the war is still going on, and with no end in sight, actually, no end in sight. But Trump went into that with positive intention. Trump doesn't want wars. He wants peace. Why? Peace is actually better for investment and for economies and for stability, which means that debt refinancing rates will go lower when you have less war, you see. So Trump, I don't know if Trump wants to end wars from a humanitarian point of view, but he does want to end them from an economic point of view. And I'll take that. I'll take that. I mean, I come from a more humanitarian point of view as well as economics. Like, stop, you know, stop the suffering, stop the pain. I care about all human beings. But even if Trump just says we want to end these wars for economic reasons, that's okay with me. That's a good enough reason. And yet, the wars are not ending. Why? Well, there are globalists pulling the strings of Zelensky, pulling the strings in the UK and Germany. Got to keep the war going because of so much power and control that they get from war. They get so many benefits from war. They have to keep it going. So here's the bottom line on all this. Trump's big, beautiful bill, this might actually be the very last massive debt-increasing spending bill that ever gets passed in the history, in the total history of the United States of America, because this nation may collapse before any other such bill like that could ever be passed again. I don't know how long we have left with the U.S. empire. Previously, I predicted that it will be something will fracture it. It will not be the same by the end of this year. Let's see if that prediction comes true. I had predicted either a secession or a breaking apart or a civil war or a financial collapse, you know, something that essentially substantially alters these United States of America and results in real separation of some kind or a real collapse of some kind. I'm not hoping for these things. Don't get me wrong. I'm not sitting here saying, gosh, I hope there's a civil war so my prediction can be... No, not at all. I pray there's not a civil war, and I hope my prediction's wrong, or at least I hope it's delayed so that we have more time to prepare. But I've long sensed that this is the year that things start to break apart. I knew that 7 years ago when I started making this prediction. So here we are. The debt markets are starting to fail. The debt bomb is only being increased. We've got violence. We got Democrat reps going insane, getting arrested for assaulting, I think, you know, federal officers and things like that. We've got, they tried to assassinate Trump. We got violence on the streets, got false flags running right now to try to push the Trump administration into censoring anybody who dares criticize Israel, for example. We got a lot of stuff going on right now that is indicative of sort of the last days of this empire. And maybe I'm wrong about the year 2025 as being the year that it all breaks apart in some way, but you can clearly see that it's starting. So maybe we have till 2026, maybe 2027, I don't know. But I kind of doubt that we make it through very much longer with the system intact as we know. We may have a Treasury debt default this year, possibly. And I know people say, well, you can't default on the debt if you can print money. Well, you can effectively default on it if you're printing worthless money because nobody's willing to buy your debt. So if you're just printing, then you're in a hyperinflationary spiral. And hyperinflation, or that is, let's say, hyper devaluation of the currency, is a kind of default. That's a default on the faith and credit of the United States government. It's just a different type of default. And right now, the only outcomes that are even possible is choosing between two different types of default. You're either going to hyperinflate, you know, print currency to oblivion, and you're going to default on the value of the dollar, or you're going to default on the debt, not pay it off, write it off, and screw all the investors who currently hold U.S. treasuries, which includes Japan. Japan is now the largest holder of treasuries. Did you know that? Because China has been selling it off so rapidly that they've left Japan in the number one position. And Japan's economy is so fragile right now that they're also forced to sell off treasuries to try to shore up their books in various ways. So, you know, this is not looking good. This is a spiral of debt and financial death. So, folks, look, I'm not your investment advisor, but if I were, I would tell you, get gold and silver. Get gold and silver. Consider some amount of crypto for the portability of it, you know, the rapid transaction, the divisibility, etc. But I recommend privacy crypto. And I, of course, Monero would be number one. And then I see Xano coming up as the best technology, the best publicity, the best infrastructure. Xano, Z-A-N-O, is looks like it's positioned to be the next big privacy crypto after Monero. But I guess time will tell. In the meantime, get gold and silver. Now, do your own research. I'm not your financial advisor. But if you decide it's right for you, check out our sponsor, metalswithmike.com. That's the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company, metalswithmike.com. And thank you for listening today. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care. All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com. And I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious. And I'd like to even show you, if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup, if you scroll down to the ingredients, like look at this list, organic heavy cream powder, okay? Real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic, and butter powder, a little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt. Again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper, number 60 mesh. That's just the size of the black pepper. And that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, everything's organic. Except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure. But everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also, you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. These are pine needles under the microscope because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look, check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing, we do the glyphosate testing, we do aflatoxin testing, we do E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold testing, and much more, in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield, and we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well. And it's a non-alcohol formula. So it's certified organic. Here it is. Green tea tincture, naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the, you know, miraculous molecules of green tea. And here you can read about it here. And it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, you know, on top of turmeric and on top of a whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices. It's called soft dried. And it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. Excuse me. You can take them on an airplane.
You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, you know, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go, and you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient but healthy food. It's fast food, but incredibly healthy, organic, lab-tested, you know, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, you know, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do. Plus, they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brighttown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the worlds with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage, we believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.